President of the United States comes to the main line doing an event for Senator Santorum in Bryn Mawr and then goes out to State College, I think, to talk about Social Security. His chief economic advisor is Al Hubbard. Al Hubbard's the director of the National Economic Council, and he joins us right now on the Big Talker 1210. Good morning, Mr. Hubbard.
Good morning.
What will the president be talking about in State College today?
He'll be meeting with the future farmers of America and be talking about the importance of reforming and saving Social Security.
If I believe what I read on some of the opinion pages, that whole Social Security plan is dead. You're here to tell me otherwise?
It can't be dead. The unfortunate situation is the arithmetic is compelling, and we have to address the huge deficits that are looming in the Social Security system. You realize by 2017 we run out of money, in 2027 we have a $200 billion deficit, in 2033 we have a $300 billion deficit, and every year we wait it costs us $600 billion. There's an $11 trillion unfunded liability right now. The American people deserve that their representatives address Social Security immediately and reform it and fix it, so everyone can be confident that when they retire, Social Security will be there for them. And that's what the president's committed to.
Mr. Hubbard, I'm not adverse to the idea that some of the monies would be privately invested. As a matter of fact, it makes sense to me on a gut or visceral level. The question that I've had is, how does the privatization of a small portion of the investment deal with the unfunded liability? Or are they not interconnected?
Well, the important thing is that they are interconnected, because what you've got to do is slow down the growth of Social Security benefits. What the president has proposed is for the benefits to continue to grow for all Americans, but they're going to grow less quickly than are currently promised, but not affordable. In return for that, he thinks that young people deserve the option, it's purely voluntary, the option of taking a third of their payroll taxes and putting them into a voluntary personal retirement account, which will grow faster than it would in Social Security. It will be a nest egg that will always be theirs. Congress cannot take it away from them. If in the unfortunate situation they die prematurely, it can be passed on to their heirs. And it's the only way to fix Social Security and do it in a fair and responsible way.
I've always wanted to ask the president's chief economic advisor the following, and you give me the opportunity to do so.
Yes,
I know you crunch a lot of data,
yes,
and you've got to analyze the interest rates and the jobless rate and the gross national product and so on. But does Al Hubbard, go out on a weekend and just pay close attention to what's going on? Maybe it's the grocery line, maybe it's the gas price, maybe it's a trip to Home Depot. I mean, what are those things in a just practical day-to-day existence that you pay attention to and you try and draw significance from, if anything?
Oh, you're absolutely right that's very important, and I do that. And it's very important to pick up what's going on not only in my local community but all over the country and all over the world, because obviously we're in a world economy that's very interdependent with other economies. So I spend a lot of time actually wandering around shopping centers, just seeing what's going on, what's hot, what's not hot, talking to people, getting a feel for what's going on in our economy. At the same time, I also spend a lot of time talking to business leaders all over the world to find out what's happening in terms of the world economy, because of the impact it can have.
But give me an example of where you go. Because, like, I took the kids to the movies last weekend, and the movie theater was next to a Best Buy. And as far as I know, they were not having a sale. But, man, the parking lot was jammed. And I drove out of there saying to myself, things are all right in this country, economically speaking. If you want to work, there's a job out there for you. And there's enough disposable income that the Best Buy parking lot on a Saturday is jammed.
Right. No, our economy is remarkably strong right now. We grew over 4% last year. We grew 3.5% the first quarter of this year. We expect growth to continue around 3.5%. But what's important, and I know this is a little bit off your question, but I want your listeners to understand this, because this is the most important statistic that one pays attention to when one's looking at the economy, and that's the productivity growth. And productivity growth under President Bush has been 3.9% since he came into office. And that's where we get our standard of living. When we can produce the same amount of product with less effort, that means we become richer. And that's what's so important to to the future of our economy. And that's why we feel good about the future of our economy.
All right. So finally, now you got to answer my question. Where's Al Hubbard going for his reconnaissance?
Where am I going for my reconnaissance?
Yeah.
Oh, I go to Walmart. I go to a, you know, there's a, I actually commute from Indianapolis, and there's a shopping center called Glendale. I'll go to Glendale and wander around there.
And just sort of observe.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Exactly right. And get a sense for, and you especially pay attention to what younger people are doing. I mean, people my age, you know, we're okay, but young people tell you the trends and where the economy's going. And so that's very important. Talking to my kids too. You know, I have teenage kids. I talk to them, try to get used to their music.
Right.
And try to then go to the movies and just try to understand what's happening.
I'm glad to hear that because it's important. You know, I remember when 41 was asked something like the price of jeans, and I think he was flummoxed on it a couple of years ago. I just think it's really important that you get out there and you observe in addition to crunching numbers, and that's what you say you do, which is good stuff.
Right.
Hey, Al Hubbard, thanks for being in Philly with us.
My pleasure.
Appreciate
Thank
it very, very much. The director of the National Economic Council, President's Chief Economic Advisor. There he goes.